They cut them down. Well, mostly you take out, they cut them down each side of the backbone and have backbone meat on there. And then they lay them down and cut the ham, shoulder off, and
rib.
They got to cut the head off. First thing we had to hang up, cut the head off. Cut all the way around and you take the ear and twist it from the joints and then the neck. And then the head, of course you say you cut it right through the jaw here, and the bottom part is called hog jaw. That's what you cook the turnip green. And the top part, some of them don't do much with it, some of them.
Brains?
You cut them, get the brains out and eat the brain. That's the best part of the hog, the brain. And then, you know, some people cut the ears and stuff up and make sow's feet. You see sow's feet sold in. Most souls have it. It's right. It'd be in with the glowing stuff, and it's made out of ears and the nose, anything that way.
Have you ever heard of a dish made of, by cooking and grinding up a hog liver?
Liverwurst?
What's that like?
I don't know, you buy liverwurst in stores, right? We always just cook the liver, either eat it fried or you make a bowl of stew, like we call it. Part of the day, this second day after you kill hogs, you'd always have what's called stew. You'd have a piece of the heart, a piece of the liver, a piece of the lights, and in the melt, I don't know what the melt is, though, it's something they call a melt. Cooked all in the stew, you'd have to eat that the first day. The second day, too, maybe you didn't eat all the first day.
Did you ever hear of anything being made out of the blood?
I've heard of blood meal. I never, nobody around here ever used the blood. I just didn't say that. But I guess in the packing houses, it's made, and they use tankets to make tankets of blood meal out of it.
What's blood meal?
It's more fertilizer. They use fertilizer.
Well,
it's not edible. It's just, it might be edible, but not around here. We never need any blood out of anything that way.
Yeah. Okay, what about, say if butter's been kept too long, you say that the butter is
rancid.
Okay.
Strong, don't say that butter's strong.
Okay. What do you call thick sour milk? I don't mean buttermilk.
Clabber.
Okay.
Clabber milk.
Okay. And the kind of cheese that you make from it?
Cottage cheese made from clabber milk.
Okay. Isn't it? Okay. And the first thing you do after milking,
strain it, first thing to do.
Okay. And this is a kind of a, sort of a fruit pie, I guess. It's baked in a deep dish and it's got several layers of dough and fruit.
Cobbler?
Okay. If someone has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food,
vittles,
put away his vittles.
Is that word vittles old-fashioned?
Yeah, well, that's all old-fashioned with you. Silly, you're that smart. Anything deep's called vittles.
Okay, what would you call a sweet liquid that's used to pour over pudding?
Syrup.
Okay, but I'm thinking of something like,
sauce.
Okay, and food taken between regular meals, you'd call that?
When it's a snack, a between meal snack.
Okay. You say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8.
Okay. And yesterday by that time I'd already?
8.
Okay. And tomorrow I will?
8.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, milk.
Okay.
Juice.
How do you make coffee? You say
you
have to?
Purge it. Make coffee, but purge it.